take a second. Take a second and see where you are. Close your eyes and look back. Are you where you thought you would be? Did you imagine that you would be in this place? Have this job? Live in this place? This apartment? Have these friends? Is this how you pictured your life? Did you picture yourself with your dream lover? That person you once saw in the street? Did you imagine a relationship that was messy and exciting? Or perfect and so comfortable and secure? The chances are that you saw your life a certain way. You pictured a certain scene. Maybe you dreamed of being a successful business person, swimming in success. Perhaps your dream was to have a family, to meet that perfect special person and settle down. Perhaps your dream was somewhere in the middle. A happy relationship and a career that fulfills you. Maybe your dream was not about that at all. Maybe it was about finally becoming comfortable with the person that you are. Maybe you had it all figured out. A plan. Maybe you thought that you should just drift, take a chance. Maybe you had all of these plans, all of these hopes and dreams. But the universe, well, the universe had other plans. I was the girl with a plan. Detailed, ordered. I was prepared. Having a plan was the best way for me to move forward, to get what I wanted in my life. Knowing what I wanted, knowing how I was going to get it, knowing where I was going to go, it made me confident. I wasn't afraid, I was brave. But there's one thing that life has taught me, over and over, like a slap in the face. Sometimes my plan, my detailed plan, the plan that I spent so much time on, doesn't align with what the universe has in store for me. Sometimes what I want and what the universe wants for me, it's not the same. And sometimes the best plans, the most meticulously detailed plans, they just fall short. They're not enough. When I look back on my life, I don't see myself here. I don't see myself recording. I don't see myself sharing. I don't see myself being this happy. When I planned, when I imagined my future, I didn't think I would be this passionate about being creative. I didn't think that I would be doing this, something which thrills me and scares me in equal measure. I didn't think that I would have so many wonderful people, that I would touch so many people. I didn't know that I would feel so fucking lost. And I do. Sometimes I just breathe. Because it's all I can do. The world puts so much focus on being prepared, on having a pram. At school, you're told, if you don't do well, if you don't push, you won't make waves. You're pushed to be the best student, to be athletic, to be the best person. But sometimes you don't know what to push for because we're just not sure who we are. Friends tell you to go for it, to chase, to pursue relationships, to find the one. The one underlined in red 3 times. To never settle. So, we're always looking for more. Always struggling, jumping from one lily pad to the next, trying to find the best. The next best. Because there's always something better, right? We try so desperately to fill our lives with something that makes sense, that satisfies. We spend so much time preparing, planning, getting ready for the future, stressing over what hasn't happened, which honestly might never happen. We're so busy planning for the future that we don't live in the now. We let this moment just pass by. We forget to look back at how far we've come and celebrate. Because it's amazing that we've gotten this far. We forget that life isn't going to go the way we want it to. Not all the time. Maybe that's the most wonderful part about it. If I'm honest, I always thought that my life would be perfect. If I did everything that I wanted. If I had everything that I wanted. If I was more successful. If I had more money. Or I had the right person in my life. But that's not true. And it never was. The best moments of my life. The moments where I've been happiest, where I have grown so much, when I have become the person I am, they weren't the ones I was planning for. They weren't the ones I was prepared for. I spent hours and hours planning. I made lists. Questioned. I brainstormed. And every corner I turned, it led me somewhere a million miles away from what I planned. I gave myself entirely to people. I loved them with everything. I gave them my soul. I need to find that. They weren't the one. I got my heart broken. But that broken heart, while I was putting it back together, I find myself. I became a person that I liked. Hundreds of moments unplanned. None of these moments on a map. None of these moments anticipated in any way. And yet, I am here because of them. Every moment made me the person I am today. Life had its own plans for me. And some were not pleasant. Plans where I fell. I broke. I was confused where I lost people I loved. Where I felt pain. Where I questioned myself and my beliefs. Where I took risks. Where I worked in jobs I hated. Plans where I had to just scorch the earth and start again. And I didn't take it easily. I didn't accept. I thought my world was ending over and over. But in those unknown islands, surrounded by seas that I had no idea how to navigate, I survived. I rebuilt. I found myself. I spent so much of my life trying to figure everything out. But I've learned. I've learned something which is so important. And that is that, being honest, you cannot control anything that happens to you. And that is terrifying. But what you can control is how you grow from it. How you accept it and make it a part of yourself. Sometimes the sweetest moments in your life are the very ones that you can't anticipate. Sometimes you don't know where you're going. You just have to sit back and enjoy the journey. You have to allow yourself to feel those moments, to experience them, to celebrate them, to grow from them, and just keep moving forward, welcoming whatever life has in store for you. That's all you can do. Because life is unpredictable. And that's perfectly fine.